State Farm says it will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2030. That's the big takeaway from the Bloomington-based insurer's first environmental, social, and governance report released today. It comes as insurance companies are increasingly concerned with climate change and its impact on costly severe weather events like wildfires and hurricanes. Ryan Denham speaks with State Farm Vice President of Administrative Services Jenny Greminger, who oversees its Enterprise Environmental Sustainability team. Greminger explains how they're going to reach that goal.
We recently finalized a renewable power purchase agreement for CityLine and the Richardson Data Center, which are both of our major facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We are also exploring sustainable solutions for fleet vehicles, energy-efficient capital projects, virtual power purchase agreements, and green natural gas. So we've got a lot that we're looking into and just kind of doing a deep dive in.
You mentioned some of the renewable energy stuff you're looking to do at the hub locations. What about facilities in Bloomington, Illinois here? I would assume those buildings are a little bit older. And I wonder, does that make it harder to achieve your sustainability goals? And what goals do you have in mind for these Bloomington properties?
Yeah, Ryan, you're spot on. It is more difficult, but it is absolutely on the table. And so we have to approach it a little bit different. So we lease our buildings, for example, the ones that I mentioned in Dallas, we lease those. And so, we've got a tenant relationship. And here in Bloomington, we own the facilities here. So we've got kind of different, it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison, but some commitment in Bloomington we are absolutely looking into. It's just a different approach.
Do you have an example of what you'd be looking into in Bloomington?
You know, right now, we're really open to, we're going to have to look into to wind. We're going to have to look into to solar. We're already doing some things that are going to reduce emissions. Those are more internal practices. So we eliminated all plastic from our facilities in terms of vending machines, cafeterias. We're eliminating all that single-use plastic. We are going to reduce, if not eliminate, desktop printers and just discourage that printing of paper. We've got a lot of customer initiatives that will reduce that amount of paper. So right now we've got a lot of initiatives that we're doing internally, and we're also looking at just how, with these great big buildings, how do we run them more efficiently and just more green.
So State Farm is also looking at, more sustainable options for your giant fleet of vehicles. What are you looking at there?
We're going to follow the science, and we're going to ensure that we have proper metrics in terms of the kinds of strategies that we develop and then what initiatives we actually chase. And so it's so important that you understand what your emissions are. And obviously, we have a very big fleet of vehicles, and that is where we see great opportunity to reduce our greenhouse gas emission. Now, what that will look like, we're studying a number of different options, but certainly we're learning a lot through this environment that COVID has forced us into in terms of how do you just work differently. And so there's going to be an effort that says, how do we just overall reduce our fleet? And then for those fleet vehicles that we do need, what is the best alternative there?
The science certainly points to climate change affecting the severity of some of these big weather events that your customers experience and you experience yourself as a company. Can you connect the dots for me between climate change and the business case for some of these changes?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we're going to chase the science. And so there is there's a lot of data out there that suggests things that a business like ours can do to reduce not only our greenhouse gas emission, but also how do we help the customer reduce theirs? So I'll give you an example. In a severe weather event, certainly we want to help our customer recover as quickly as possible. And so a wind-resistant type of shingle, for example, we're going to study that technology, for example, so that the impact to the customer in a severe weather event is minimized. And if you think about that, if we can, and I'll just use this shingle example, if we can help them with a shingle that through a severe weather event stays on their home, all of a sudden we have impacted having another shingle and another shingle and another shingle manufactured because they just keep coming off. And so eventually, greenhouse gas, obviously, all goods and services, or goods, excuse me, that are are manufactured put off some emission, and the more we can reduce that, everybody kind of wins in it. The environment wins, we help the customer, and we reduce the severity and frequency of their claim.
That's State Farm Vice President of Administrative Services Jenny Greminger speaking with Ryan Denham. The Environmental, Social, and Governance Snapshot also includes progress reports on diversity and inclusion initiatives within the company, as well as corporate philanthropy. You can find a link to the full report at WGLT.org.